Gardaí are continuing to investigate the circumstances of the collision at Gormanston in County Meath yesterday. The collision involving a Bus Éireann bus, a lorry and a car happened on the R132 at around 6:30 in the morning. The two men who died have been named locally as lorry driver Wesley O'Reilly and bus driver Paul Conway, who's from Tallinstown in Louth. For more, we're joined by our North East correspondent, Laura Hogan. Laura, what's the latest you're hearing with this Garda investigation?
Yes, Rachel, well, this Garda investigation into the circumstances of this very tragic incident that claimed the lives of two men is continuing today. This was, as you say, a three-vehicle collision involving a Bus Éireann bus, a lorry and a car. Now, a woman in her 40s and a teenage girl who were travelling together in the car were seriously injured in this collision, and it's understood that they are in a critical condition in hospital today. Now, forensic collision investigators carried out their examinations of the scene on the R132 at Gormanston throughout the day yesterday before the three vehicles involved were removed just before 7 o'clock last night, and the road reopened then shortly after that. Several other people who were passengers on the bus were also taken to hospital yesterday morning with non-life-threatening injuries. The investigation is being led by Gardaí in Ashburn. They're continuing to appeal for witnesses and anyone with dash cam footage from the area yesterday morning to contact them.
The two men who were killed have been named locally, I gather.
Yes, that's right. They were Wesley O'Reilly, a lorry driver aged in his 40s, and Paul Conway, a bus driver from Tallinstown in Louth, who was aged in his 50s. Ger Hyland from the Irish Road Haulage Association said today that he wanted to express his deepest sorrow at the tragic loss of two commercial drivers in Meath yesterday, and he extended his sympathy to the families, friends and communities of those affected. He said these devastating incidents remind us of the risks that professional drivers face every day in their commitment to keeping the country moving. And he said the entire haulage community remembers their colleague who died. Mr. Hyland also said that the association reaffirms its commitment to promoting road safety and well-being across the industry so that tragedies like this never become ever more rare. Now, Bus Éireann also said that the company was devastated by this incident and the loss of a colleague was a shock to everyone. Its CEO, Jean O'Sullivan, extended her thoughts to their colleagues, family, friends and many co-workers who she said were devastated by this loss. And earlier today at Leinster House, Labour TD for County Louth, Jed Nash, was also speaking about this tragedy.
This particular fatal accident yesterday was very local to me. The Gormanston area is just a few short miles from Drogheda. The man who was driving the bus, who was fatally injured, was based in the local depot and worked with Bus Éireann for many, many years. And I want to express my deepest condolences to his family, to the family of the truck driver whose life was cut short, and indeed to those who are recovering in hospital after this dreadful, dreadful accident.
Labour's Louth TD Jed Nash.